أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I promise that today we would look at how we can learn from the lessons of the first part of the life of Rasulullah, which is birth to 40 years, how we can apply it to our life to be able to reach our full potential. And we titled that first section, Learning. And it's really learning about oneself. It's self-realization, self-assessment, it's introspection. And in essence, it is taking personal responsibility. So first, let's look at how we are to be able to be responsible for ourselves. Well, the first thing is that we've got to acknowledge that we alone are responsible for the choices we make in our lives. The second thing is that we are responsible for what we choose to feel or what we choose to think. We've got to accept that we cannot blame others for the choices we have made. And pointing the finger of responsibility at others is a no-no. It's got to come back to ourselves, away from others, when we're discussing the consequences of our actions. The next thing is not to feel sorry for ourselves, but to take hold of our lives and give it direction and reason, despite whatever we are going through. Then to take an honest inventory of our strengths, of our abilities, of our talents, of our virtues and our positive points, and see how we can enhance them. One of the major responsibilities we have is to protect and nurture our health and our emotional well-being. You got to let go of blame and anger towards those in the past who did the best they could given the limitations of their knowledge, of their background and their awareness. Now, just to make sure, always it's good to look at the opposite. As the Prophet said, تَعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَا بِأَجْدَادِهَا. You will understand something when you see its opposite. So let's make sure that we have understood this by looking at what sort of people we would be if we did not accept personal responsibility. We would be those who would be overly dependent on others for recognition, for approval and acceptance. We'd always be angry and depressed about how unfairly we'd been treated. Always fearful about taking a decision or taking a risk. Always addicted to unhealthy behavior or unhealthy substance. Also find people who do not take personal responsibility are sort of overprotective and guilty in their need to rescue and enable others in their life. They just don't know how to let go. And they also are not able to develop trust or feel secure with other people. You find in their daily language, and I'm looking at ourselves, these are the normal words they use. They will probably say, it's not my fault, that's just the way I am. Or, I don't see any use in doing this. Why go on anyway? They would say, I'm so tired of all the troubles and the problems in my life. They will say, I'm not responsible for what happens to me. It's fate or the luck or politics or greed or envy or somebody's jealous on me or people are wicked or other negative influences. But it's never themselves. And the last one, which is so common, is they'll say, no matter how hard I work, I know I'm never going to get ahead. And these are the sort of negative attitudes or words that we say that show us that we're not taking responsibility for ourselves. Now let's look at how we can sit down and work through our lives as to what direction we want to take. Remember, that's what learning is about. In boardrooms all over the world, institutions, companies, management teams will sit together to be able to devise a mission statement for their institute. And they spend thousands of pounds doing that. For us too, as individuals, it is important we sit down and find a mission statement for ourselves. Where do I want to go? What do I want to be? How do I reach my full potential? What are my strengths? What will I use? How will I use these strengths, these abilities, and this time I have in life to be able to reach my full potential? Well, here are some pointers, some tips that may help. Number one, sleep less. It's probably one of the best investments you can make to make your life more productive and rewarding. Try getting up 10 minutes early for a month, an hour earlier for 40 days, and you will find it will develop into a habit. Start by praying Salatul Tahajjud. That Namazul Layl, that Namazul Shab, Salatul Layl, whatever you want to call it. If you pray it, start off with once a week. You will find, you will feel alive, you will feel invigorated. Every day, it's just going to have a different dimension towards your life. Set aside an hour every morning for personal development matters. Meditate, visualize your day, read the Quran, set the tone of your day, listen to it. Watch the sunrise once a week. Get in touch with nature. Always remember the key principle that the quality of your life is the quality of your communication. It means the way you talk to others, the way you talk to yourself. What you focus on is what you get. If you look for the positive, you will get the positive. Take time to be still. Do you know, just develop the still skill of sitting quietly. Enjoy the power of silence. It is deafening. Enjoy it for at least 10 minutes a day. Think about what is important to you in your life. Reflect on your mission. Silence is absolutely golden, as it said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that an hour's thinking is better than 70 years worship. Associate only with positive, focused people whom you can learn from, who will not drain your energy with complaining and uninspiring attitudes. Keep away from them. This mission statement I'm talking about, it's really a sort of a set of guiding principles which tells you where you're going and where you want to be at the end of your life. And if somebody were to ask me what I want at the end of my life, I would say that when Malikul Maut comes, when the angel of death comes and tells me, time up, I want to be able to tell him, I did my best and thank you for life. Know that no one can hurt you or insult you without your permission. There's no negative experiences. There's only experiences which aid in your development, make you grow and make you strong. One that my father taught me was, be as soft as butter when it comes to kindness. Be as tough as thunder when it comes to your principles. That is why the Prophet taught us, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Do not compromise your principles. But your rahmah, just make sure it's everywhere. Deal with people, deal with everything with rahmah. Try fasting at least one day a week. It has an awesome effect. If you can't do that, then the middle 3 days of the month, of the lunar month, the 13th, 14th and 15th, which are known as Ayyamul Bidh. Remember that forgiveness is a virtue that very few develop, but one that is so important to maintain peace of mind. Practice forgiveness, especially in situations where you think it's really difficult. Don't ask what everybody can do for you. Ask what you can do for the world. Make serving others the most important goal in your life. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to describe what Islam was in one sentence, he said obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. It's the best investment of time. And the quality of our lives boils down to how we serve others. That's the legacy that you and I leave behind. And finally, don't ever, ever forget the power of dua, the power of talking to your Creator. That's what we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sitting in that cave of Hira. Talk to Him. Talk in the language that you want. Talk, open your heart out to Him. Strip yourself bare and say, this is me, Ya Rabbi, and this is what I want to be. Help me, take me. For that's what a Rabb means. A Rabb is one who holds your hand and takes you to your full potential. And that in extension or by extension is Jannah, paradise, step by step. Inshallah, we will look at the next section of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-samiu al-alim.